All right. Well, welcome to our Good Friday service. It is great to see you. Today is a day where we get together and we remember what Jesus has done for us on that cross. Now, I've been thinking recently about COVID, about last year. And I've been a little bit sad because we haven't had a chance to have you fantastic guys in with us during our service. So now we have you here, and I want to have some fun. Do you guys like having fun?
Yes.
I like having some fun. So we've got some things for you to do, but we're going to start with some communion. What's happening in the service right now is some children are handing out some communion elements. If you haven't got one yet, raise your hand. We need to make sure everyone's got one. Yes, you can come back down the front. Fantastic. Look at yous go. All right. Quick, turn around. Don't forget Murray. All righty. So, my friends, as they are coming down the front once again, can I ask you, do you know what this is?
Yes.
No. Do you reckon it could be a snack because the adults get hungry and Daryl just talks and talks and talks and they need a snack while they wait? What do you reckon? No? Well, what do you reckon it is? If it's not a snack, what is it? All right, so we have here someone saying, well, the grape juice here represents Jesus's blood and the bread represents his skin. Okay, we'll have to talk to your father after the service. We'll have to get him to teach you a little bit better. But this is a really, really special meal. So what I want you to do is I want you to take one of these for me. If your parents have said you can, that is. Yeah. You guys are looking hesitant. Yeah, do one, okay.
William's not.
Yeah, that's why I have Leone really close.
Right.
All right, yes, over here. Yeah, no, nope, nope. Over there. Fantastic. All right. So this is what I want you guys to do. I want you to start off, there's this little clear layer. Can you try and peel that off so you can get a hold of the little wafer, the little bit of bread?
Yes.
All right. Is anyone having trouble with that? The volunteer who came down to help kids open... I'm not going to go there.
He gave her a dud one.
I gave her a dud one. Have you opened? Right. Does anyone need a hand? Look at you go. You're better than Jess. All right. Would you like a hand? All right. Just hold on for a second. There you go. All right. All right, everyone else good? Fantastic. All right, so, my friends. One more, please, Daryl. All right. My friends, a long time ago, Jesus had a special meal with his friends, and it's something that Christians, those who love God, still take part in. During this meal, he took some bread, and we use this little symbol, a wafer. Sometimes it's a cube of bread. Sometimes it's a rice cracker. And we have this to remind us that Jesus was a real person, that he lived like you and I did. He had friends, because he's having a meal with his friends. Jesus laughed. Do you laugh?
Sometimes.
Not at Daryl's jokes, because they're not funny, right?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
I do love your jokes.
You do love my jokes. Fantastic. Jesus knows what it feels like to be sad or to be hurt and in pain, Jesus was just like us. So we have this bread to remind us that Jesus was a real person. So I'm going to invite you now to eat this bread and think about Jesus being alive in this world. And you know what? It gets even better than that. Jesus actually told us that we should do it and remember him. So not only did Jesus do it a long time ago, but Jesus even said to us, do this, remember that I was here. All right. So that's the first bit of communion. The second bit is the grape juice. All right. Some of you have already jumped ahead and opened it up. Yeah. But that's okay. So what do you reckon the grape juice is about? If the bread was about his body and remembering he was here, what do you reckon the juice is about? No, I've asked you before. Yes. Wine. The wine he drank. Well, he did drink wine as part of his meal. The grape juice reminds us that Jesus did something incredible for us, something that we're going to talk about a lot today. It's Jesus' blood is what we remember. And we remember that he hurt and he died for us. So we drink this to remember that not only Jesus lived, but that he died for us as well. So we drink now. And again, it's Jesus told us. He said, do this and remember me. So that's what we do. We do this to remember Jesus. So, I think we should pray. Would you join with me in prayer, guys? Jesus, we want to thank you. We thank you that you were alive and that you went to the cross for us. As we remember that today, we pray that you would help us see and understand you. Amen. All right, guys, I'm going to tip these here. I'm going to take away your rubbish. Yep. Actually, no, Ethan's going to take away your rubbish because he's responsible. And I'm going to invite Jeff. Jeff is going to come and do our Bible reading before us. But, guys, I want you to stay there, except you might just need to squish a little bit so Jeff can come down.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jeff Asdale, and I'm doing the Bible reading this morning. Our Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 22, commencing verse 29 and reading through to verse 53. And I'm reading from the New International Version. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer, he went back to the disciples and found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" One of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this. And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns." This is the word of the Lord.
Alrighty. Thank you, Jeff. Don't you think he did a good job of reading?
Yeah.
Let's give him a round of applause, shall we? Thank you, Jeff. Oh, yes, a round of applause. I love it. Fantastic. All right, my friends. So today we need lots of your help. So the first thing I need to ask you is, does anyone here know what today is? Yes. Good Friday. Is it good? I've worked it out why it's called Good Friday, because we get to hang out together on a Friday, not just a Sunday. Is that right? Well, what do you reckon Good Friday is about? Yes. It's about God. That's why we're in church, Daryl. It's about God. What else do you reckon Good Friday is? Yes. Did you forget? Yeah, sometimes that happens. Yes. Yeah. How does that make you feel? Sad for Jesus died. Yeah. Do you know sometimes, today especially, we remember what Jesus did, and we remember it because it's sad. Jesus had to die for us. So what I thought we should do is I thought we should do some painting. So what I'm going to do is, actually no. We're not doing painting yet. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to do some painting in a moment. First off, we're going to make some crosses with these leaves. So, will you be my volunteer? No? Yes, come up the front. Yes, come up the front. All right, what I need some people to do is to run around to a few adults and give them a palm leaf. Do you reckon you can do that? Okay. Had to convince you, but that's okay. All right, so you go around and hand some of those out. Yeah, come here, young Hudson. You can come and hand these out as well. Yes, he is. I trust him. All right, if there are some adults who are feeling incredibly crafty and would like to come down the front, because I'm probably going to need a lot of help for these little people. All right, Chili. Do you want to hand these out to the kids? All right, hand them out to the kids. Fantastic. All righty, where's a good leaf? All right, no, that's not a good one. Here's a good one. All right. All right, has everyone got a leaf? No. It's okay. Just don't break it. All right. Now, if I was a smart person, I would have been spending all week practicing this. But I guess I'm not a smart person. All right. So, the reason we have one of these leaves is to remind us of something that happened last week. Jesus came riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, and all the people gathered around and they got their coats, their jackets, and they put them in front of Jesus, and they got some palm leaves and they waved them high in the air. Yes. Yes, hi. Okay, I see some of you waving your palm leaves high in the air, and they shouted, "Hosanna!"
Hosanna!
Do you know what that means?
No.
Oh, that means they were praising Jesus as a king. They thought Jesus had come with a strong army, and he was going to beat up the Romans. Right? So, what we're going to do, because this is the start of the story of going to the cross, is we're going to make a cross out of this. So, everybody, hold up your palm leaf, point it to the roof, the little pointy bit. All right. I want you to bend the top down so you have around about a halfway, and then crease it. crease it, yes. All right, now make your crease a little bit more of a 45 degree angle. All right, so you should have something that looks like this. Yes? All right. Now we come across. Oh, wait, how are we going? Yes, fantastic. Well, the angle there is 45, but it's 90. It looks like and this. Sorry. Did you do it already? Did you get one from last week?
No.
He Googled. All right. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take this leaf going over this way, and we're going to fold it so it makes a little bit of a T shape. All right. It's a tea. So when your mum says, can you make me a cup of tea when you get home, you can bring out a palm leaf, make a tea, and say, there you go. Not a funny joke? No. All right. That would probably make a difference. We need to go backwards. All right, then, see how we got this little bit of tail still? We need to bend it around a little bit more so we can have a nice even T. I think I might have gotten a leaf that was a bit too small, but that's okay. You've done it. Fantastic. All right, how are we going, adults? Is it holding together roughly? Vaguely?
Yes.
Sort of? Fantastic. All right. So then what we're going to do, if you're with me, is we're going to bend it up so it looks like a lower T. A little T, yeah, lowercase T, see? Except my leaves are not very strong. You see the cross? Yes, fantastic. All right. So we're folding. Let me do this again. All right. For those of you who are following along at home, we go down 45 degrees. We twist. We go like this. We then twist it back like this. So then we have... That's what magicians do, so you can't see. Hang on a second. Is that better? Oh, look, why are you yelling at me? You've already done it. All right. Fantastic. All right, now we bend this bit up. And we bend this bit... Oh, I should have practiced this so much more than the one time that I did. All right, then we tuck him in and hopefully it fails. No. Do you know what? Did you make a cross shape?
Yeah.
Good. We've made a cross shape. Fantastic. All right, so this reminds us that Jesus came into Jerusalem and the people worshipped him as king. All right. This wasn't good, Ray. I'll know for next time. I'm going to perfect this. Anyway, So let's put these down for a second because Daryl did a really bad job. All right. So let's just put them down on the ground or on the table and go, move on. All right. That's what a good preschool teacher does, right? If it doesn't work, they just move on. All right. So... From there, Jesus spends a week. He hangs out with his disciples, he has some meals, and he does some things like clear the temple, and then he gets arrested. It's a bit sad that Jesus got arrested. So, What I thought we should do is I thought we should do some painting. Now, if you want to come and grab a paint smock in case you get paint on your clothing, I don't know if this will fit me, but I'm going to do it anyway. What do you reckon? Does it look good? All right. Grab one. That's it. Why is that there? All right.
No. Will this fit me, Daryl?
This one fits me. It's okay. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. That's too long for you. I don't know if I can take this off easily. All right. It's stuck.
I don't have one.
That's okay. Just don't get paint on yourself. Is that a bad decision? All right. All right. Here you go. You can have this one. All right. All right. I got one more. Oh, nobody needs to get paint on themselves, otherwise your parents will yell at me. All right. Here you go, Addy. Do you want the one? Yep. Sweet. Okay. Who
needs the shirt because it's bigger?
I. Okay, my mum says I need to. No. Janine's not my mum, but okay. No, hang on. All right. So we said earlier that when Jesus died, it makes us a little bit sad. So I have some black paint because nothing says sadness like black paint. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang on. Let me do the instructions. All right. I'm going to put some black paint on here. Yes. All right. Because it's sad. Can I just borrow this for just a second, please? Just a second. You'll get it back. Nope. All right. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going. Oh, I need more black paint. Do you have black paint? Black paint, black paint, black paint. Yes, give it a squirt. That's per. Oh, look at that. More black paint. More black paint. More black paint.
Can I continue?
All right, we'll just cover this bit here, this bit here. Yeah, no, don't. That's why I was doing it beforehand. All right, okay. You need a paintbrush? All right.
So. Can I have that back now?
Okay. If you've done some painting, step away and we. We'll let some other people do. So sometimes, guys, I feel sad. Do you feel sad sometimes?
Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes I feel sad over silly things, Leonie. Like Hayden eating the last hot cross bun.
Oh,
that makes me feel sad. You need more black paint?
Yes.
All right. All right. If you've done some painting, hand the brush to someone else so they can paint as well. All right. You know, sometimes I feel sad because Ethan takes the television to play video games and I want to watch basketball. That's sad, isn't it?
No.
No. Oh. Sometimes I get really sad when Barbara says we're having tacos for dinner. Yuck. No, tacos are terrible. Okay, guys. Okay, guys, listen. Shh. All right. Do you know, guys, it's okay to feel sad sometimes. Okay, shh. It's okay. It's okay to feel sad. And today, we should feel sad. All right. Okay. All right. You guys have had enough, so let's hand the brush on to other people.
I need to brush my.
That's what that's. Yes. All right. Hand the brush on. Help other people. Quick. There's some space around here. It's not very black. All right. Let's put some more black there. All right. All right. Has everyone had a go painting?
Yes.
All right. This is not working for me. So today I feel really sad, guys, because I'm reminded that Jesus died for us. Right? Okay. Why do you think Jesus died for us? Yes. To wash away sins. To wash away our sins. That's an interesting word. What is a sin? What do you reckon? Yeah? It's when you be mean. Yeah, that's a sin. Yep.
A bad deed done dirty.
A bad deed done dirty. So if I do a bad deed done clean, is that okay?
No.
No. What else? What's a sin? What else do you guys think? Yes.
It's a bad thing that you've done in your life, and it will.
Oh. It will. Yeah. So what happens? Actually, I should be clicking here.
Yeah.
All right. So. Good Friday, there's one. So feeling sad, yes. So this is what happens. When we sin, there's a gap that comes between us and God. So the black paint reminds us that we feel sad. Now, can I tell you something that some adults believe? That if you do some good, it takes away the bad. What do you reckon? If we add some white paint to this black, yeah. Do you think it'll take away the black?
No.
No? All right. If I just go here, bit over here. All right. Mix it. Oh. 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 Yes. Yeah. Pull my. Yes. Oh. No, that's it. Oh, wait a second. Stop. 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 It's perfect. It's done. The white didn't go and take away the black. It turned it grey. So there's still sin here. So how can we deal with sin? Well, we couldn't. So we needed someone to do it for us. Yeah, God. So stop painting. Put the brush down. Put them all down. Put them back in here.
Or put them in the water.
Put them here.
No.
Put them here. Put it. Put it down. Put it. Thank you. All right. Before you wash your hands, right? Because we need to be reminded that Jesus did this for us. I want you to get your thumb, and I want you to stick your thumbprint on there somewhere.
I got my fingerprint instead of my thumbprint.
Fantastic. All right. Yes, it is your fingerprint. Yes. All right. Now you can wash your hands. And here's a cloth. All right. Okay. Once. Whose parent is his? Need to. All right, there's some water over there, and there's a tea towel here if you need to dry them. All right. Oh, Mrs. French is going to be... Hey, no, stop.
Hudson.
Thank you. Right. Mrs. French is going to be very angry at me because I've got paint on her table, but that's okay because of this, right? So we needed someone to deal with our sins, the things that kept us away from God. Now, hopefully this works, but I'm willing to guarantee you it doesn't. We are reminded on Good Friday that Jesus paid the price, that he fills that gap for us. We can't fill it ourselves. We needed someone to do it. So we feel a little bit sad today, right? Because Jesus had to do it. I wish I could have fixed my mistakes, but Jesus had to go to the cross for us, all right? So, hey, that was so much better than the palm crosses. Woo! All right. Now, you've worked it out? Okay. After our service, Jess will be running private one-on-one lessons. All right. So, do you know It would be a really, really sad story if that was the end. Okay, come on, guys. Yep, your hands are clean. All right. Do you know that would be a really, really sad story if that was the end? But something amazing is going to happen on Sunday. I've lost the room. Something amazing is going to happen on Sunday. And to do that, we need to come over to this table, right? So on this table, we have some bright cellophane colors. So what I need you guys to help me do is fill in the boxes with cellophane. All right. Yep, use different colors. Oh, I should put this over here, and this over here, and this around here. Yeah, so put some like this. Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, put some pieces on. Hey, adults, if you want to quickly come and put some pieces on, you need to run down the front now. All right. Not just the one color. Spread them out. Move them around. Let's just throw the cellophane and hope that it sticks method.
Yeah.
Where's some green? I need more green. I need more red. Oh, we need some green over here. Just a... All right.
You guys, maybe go down the end as well. So there's,
okay.
There we go.
All right. Keep going. No. See, that's a bit silly because now there's all this excess stuff that I'm going to have to get rid of. Okay, here we go. All right. All right. All right. Okay. All right, guys. All right, leave that there for a second. Let's come back over here. Over here. Watch out for the paint. Watch out for the paint. Sit down. Okay, stay away from the paint. Fantastic. So guys, we remember, and Good Friday is really important because of what Jesus did. See, Jesus was perfect. He was not only a man, he was also God. And he died so he could give us new life. But he had to go to the cross. Now, it's okay to feel sad about this because on Sunday, we're going to feel really happy because something good is going to come. Alrighty, so, Jono, are you ready? We're going to play a video. It's a song. It's a song for us to sit and listen to with our listening ears. Is that right? Is that what you got to say? Listening ears. Okay. So if we look up to the screens, Mr. Jono will make the music work.
Thank you.
My friends, thank you so much for helping us today. Now we are going to finish our service. And to finish our service, I would like us to do something. I'd like us to leave without speaking, to leave with a sense of mourning, with the weight of what Jesus has done for us. But as you walk through the front doors, know that something good is coming on Sunday. Something fantabulous and fantabulous, that's a new word. Fantabulous and miraculous, that's what fantabulous means. It is going to be amazing. So guys, if you want to just quietly stand up and go to your parents, parents or adults, if you want to come and put your thumbprint on the painting, please feel free to come and do so. And we will see you on Sunday. So God bless.